Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell with a look at week one of the July 2015 celestial timings. And this July 1st begins, the very beginning of this month, with the Capricorn full moon. This is a pretty amazing energy too, because it is also connected to Pluto. And you can see in the star map that I put in the written version of the timings that the very full moon is just above Pluto. They're about 3 degrees away when the full moon is exact at 7:20 p.m. Pacific time. That's 10:20 p.m. Eastern time, so you can adjust for your time zone. And this is really about the Capricorn mysteries, the moon transmitting to the earth in its greatest fullness the content of the last many thousands of years of the Capricorn mysteries. And and then also, because Pluto is with the moon, it's what is we're empowering with Capricorn and going forward, letting go of the old rules, letting go of the old ways of doing things that no longer work, so that there can be something new that comes in that is sustainable, that does work, that is part of the evolutionary process that's taking place right now. So Capricorn is always interested in what is sustainable and how that serves the generations that are to come, as well as the generations, how it honors the generations of the past, the ancestors. This is very much connected to the circle of grandmothers, grandfathers, the wise ones, the elders, and how do we notice what is working for us and what's not working for us. If you happen to have planets, angles, or nodes in the sign of Capricorn, this full moon is especially important to you, especially if it's personal planets, the Sun, Moon, Venus, Mercury, Mars, or even Jupiter. This is going to be an activation for you. If you're, of course, if you're Capricorn rising, this is important for you. Or if you have it on any of the other angles, this full moon is going to be a transmission point for you, and perhaps something coming into fullness. One of the challenges that we could say about Capricorn, and the thing that Pluto is helping to reveal, is the shadow of the Capricorn mysteries, and that is our doing addiction, how we have become more and more addicted to doing, and that our value and worth is based on how much we accomplish and achieve, or how much money we make, or some external standard. And that really is not necessarily the essence of Capricorn. One of my favorite stories about the Capricorn mysteries comes from a National Geographic article that was written a few years ago about a tribe of people that archaeologists were studying. And what they found is that this tribe of people only worked about 15 hours a month to provide for all of their basic needs: food, shelter, clothing, whatever was the basic needs of the tribe. And the rest of the time was they were socializing, they were creating art, or doing ceremony, or having fun interactions and doing things, because they just only needed to put a small amount of time into their basic survival needs. So this, for me, is an image of how we want to connect with the new Capricorn, the evolution of Capricorn, and the evolution of our own understanding, and to move away from that drive to constantly be doing and proving ourselves, etc. And boy, can I attest to having that one. I do have Mars in Capricorn, a lot of Saturn on my chart. If you have those strongly in your chart, this will be a very important time for you to really assess what it would take for you to create a life that is also about being connected to creative endeavors, things that are fun and fulfilling, and not just about working or surviving. And you don't necessarily have to know what the answer is to that, but to know that that is the question, to know what would it take for you to do that. And I did kind of write about that as well, so you can tune into that. The other thing that's happening on July 1st, actually there's two more things happening, so it's a pretty active beginning to the month, is that Venus is exactly conjunct Jupiter. That's going to happen just after midnight Pacific time, about 12:51 a.m. and they're still within about a third of a degree. And that was a big piece of the ending of June, June 30th, but they were visible in the sky, very close to each other. And they'll still be very close to each other on the night of July 1st, along with the great big bright full moon. So they'll be in the west as the moon is rising in the east, and this is a very powerful time seeing Venus and Jupiter come together in the sky. If you've been watching them over the last month, it's pretty amazing. And when we see these two planets together, one of the thoughts that we can tune into, and one of the intentions we can tune into, is this is really about the divine feminine reclaiming healthy self-love, but also from a more spiritual perspective, Jupiter representing the spiritual quest, the quest for truth and meaning, and what is the truth of how we love ourselves or not. And if you're not loving yourself, then what is the truth of that? Why is, you know, how is that true or not true? And how can you get to a place of really loving who you are and knowing that to be the truth, that you are divine, and that is the truth of your being? So just something to tune into as you look at Venus and Jupiter. Hopefully you'll have a clear sky. If not, there is a sky map that you can kind of meditate on and tune into and energize that. Something else, just from a more traditional approach to astrology, and this is not shamanic astrology, so I just want to say that clearly up front, but traditional astrologers do look at Venus and Jupiter as money planets. They have to do with wealth and prosperity. And interestingly, the divine feminine, the word money actually comes from the word moneta. And Juno, moneta, the Roman goddess, her temple was at the center of Rome, and in that temple was where they first minted money. And so again, moneta becoming the word money, and so it is connected to the divine feminine. So how cool is that, that we even still in a more traditional approach to astrology see Venus, or see the feminine as connected to the origination of money and how we work with money and the word money. And interestingly, because Venus and Jupiter are together, in the Roman mythology, it was Jupiter and Juno that were in relationship to one another. Now, Juno was the queen and Jupiter was the king, and they're currently in Leo. So we're activating this whole royalty thing with the king and the queen coming together in the heavens. And so this is also reflecting to us our own royalty, that we are all divine, that we are all connected to the divine, and that we all have a divine role to play. It may be look different from other people, our own role, but how do we truly love ourselves and know that that is the gift that we bring, that it is our royalty, it is that place of great self-love that is our gift? When we can really be in a place of strength and loving who we are, we then will not be taking things personally when other people are maybe saying things that aren't, you know, that hurt our feelings, or they're doing things that don't feel good to us, because we're in the strength and sovereignty of who we are, and what other people do not affect us. And that is part of the gift of these Leo mysteries. And of course, later this month, Venus is going retrograde. She's actually going to go retrograde in Virgo, but she's just in the first degrees of Virgo before she slips back into Leo. So most of the retrograde and most of the last few months has really been in the Leo archetype. And of course, the next Venus cycle that will start in August, when Venus rises as the morning star, will be the Leo overtone. So this will be the archetype of the feminine that we are integrating into the collective psyche of humanity. And Venus and Jupiter in Leo can only come together in the evening sky, you know, at this particular time, in this way, about every 24 years. And that they don't always come together this precisely. It is truly magical. And we did a huge ceremonial event at Fayetteville Hot Springs in honor of them coming together at the solstice, something that won't happen again for, you know, I don't know, probably at least 50 years, if not longer, or 75, close to 75 years, if not longer. It was a rare opportunity to have Venus and Jupiter so close together with the moon at the seventh gate where Venus was retrieving her crown. Her royal connection, her royalty, her ability to be in the sovereign strength of who she is and connected to the divine, knowing that she has that direct connection to the divine at all times. So when she reclaims her crown, and in Leo, it could hardly be more perfect. And so we did a big ceremony where everyone was crowned, received their crown. And you can go to my Facebook page and see some of the amazing pictures that are there if you're interested. It was really powerful, and everybody had a very transformative experience with that. So just continuing to work with this idea that Venus is retrieving her crown, her connection to the divine. Jupiter is there as witness to be that very solid and strong support. And interestingly, in the story of Inanna, Jupiter, the planet Jupiter, is Enki, who is the one that actually sends help to get Inanna out of the underworld so that she can rise up again and ascend up back into the heavens. So for them to be together in this way is truly remarkable. We've been hugely gifted with that. So the sun is also on July 1st. I mean, this is such an amazing way to start this month, is trine retrograde Neptune. Now, Neptune just went retrograde last month in June, and so it is always right after a planet goes retrograde that it will trine the sun, and always right before it goes direct, it will trine the sun. And what that means when they're trine is that the planet is not moving. It's almost stationary. It's very, very stopped, very still. And so there, it's a still point, a portal that lets us connect into infinite source as well. And so as you're tuning in to Venus and Jupiter, very visible and clear in the western horizon after sunset, the rising full moon in the east on July 1st, you can also tune in to the still point of Neptune and the portal that it's creating to connect us more to the celestial realms, into the dreaming energy, and to that place that reminds us that the world is as we dream it. What we think about, what we imagine, and what we believe is what's creating our reality. And there are many shamans who say and remind us that to create a new world, to create a new earth, to create a new way of being, we need to have a new dream for the earth. So this is the perfect time to be dreaming into the new earth, dreaming into that energy. And that's a lot of what we've been doing in the Venus teleclass, working with the Venus cycle, is dreaming into the new earth. And so if you're interested, there will be links and information to find out how to get connected into the next Venus cycle. We'll have our first class in September. So pretty exciting. And as I mentioned, the moon will exactly conjunct Pluto on July 2nd. And again, that's talking about that the shadow part of what the Capricorn mysteries have been, and really illuminating them and bringing them forward so that you can see them for yourself. Something interesting to know is that on the July 3rd, we begin the dog days of summer. And some say that it lasts from July 3rd to August 11th. It's when Sirius, this dog star, actually disappears and is with the sun. And I think it disappears before July 3rd. So there may be a need to be an adjustment on that if we're really tracking it based on Sirius and when Sirius is seen or not seen. So, but it's definitely not being seen in the month of July, so we can tune into that. And for the Egyptians, it was really important because when Sirius disappeared and then reappeared in the morning sky, that was when they knew that the Nile River would begin its flooding, and that was essential to their life. They needed that to happen. So they worked with it ceremonially, and that was a very important piece, and a lot of their myths are centered around that. So that brings us to July 4th, the Independence Day, and as I've talked about before, this was the signing of the Declaration of Independence for the United States was a big deal, and they chose the date July 4 because that was when the sun back in 1776 was zodiacally aligned with Sirius. Now that happens on July 6th, but it was really precise at that particular time. And that has to do with perception, precession of how the seasonal signs shift through the constellations. So different seasons connect with different stars over time, and over 26,000 years, every season will be with every star or every constellation. And that's one of the gifts of shamanic astrology, because some people just work with the seasonal signs, the tropical zodiac. Some people just work with the sidereal constellations and are not bringing, and shamanic astrology is really bringing the two together. How do we work with the constellations and the patterning of the stars, as well as how the seasonal signs are moving through that? And that actually really creates the process of evolution and why myth and symbol and why things change over time is because of that interaction between the seasons and the constellations. The signs and the constellations is another way to say that. So on July 6th, the Earth will be at aphelion. That means it's closest to the Earth. I mean, it's the Earth is as farthest away from the sun. It's as far as from the sun as it can get. And in its yearly cycle. In January is when it's closest to the Earth, or perihelion. And so it's interesting, because it may seem counterintuitive for those in the northern hemisphere that it's our summer months when we're furthest away from the sun. But it actually works for those in the southern hemisphere. So the other thing to know on the 6th is that the sun is opposite retrograde Pluto. And this marks the center point of the Pluto cycle. So, every year the outer planets go retrograde, and they're retrograde for a few months. And so when Pluto's retrograde, it's that process of going deeper in, and it already goes deep, but this is like deepening that process. And also the time to really go into the fears, what scares us, what holds us back, and with the intention that we can not get rid of it, not kill it off, not make it go away necessarily, but integrate it in a way so that we can be whole. And that was what Carl Jung was referring to when he said that we must integrate the shadow in order to experience wholeness. And so this is a great time to tune into that and see where you're at in that process in your own life. Plus, on July 6th, the moon is conjunct Chiron, and Chiron is the shamanic healer. It is also an underworld planet, and where we get to encounter our wound, whatever the wound is, and we all have one, or more than one. Some of us have many, and so when we're willing to see the wound as a gift, that's really what Chiron's here to help us get. The wound can become our greatest strength. The place that we've been felt the most vulnerable can be the place where we can be the most powerful. And that is a great way of connecting to the moon with Chiron. So on July 6th will be a very powerful day, and actually the day before and the day after, because of course these aspects happen for more than just one day. It's usually the day before and after, and sometimes they can be in place for weeks. And this Pluto opposition to the sun with retrograde Pluto is an illumination point on whatever the shadow pieces are that we're working with. And if you're a person who has planets, angles, or nodes between 13 and 15 degrees, 13 and almost 16 degrees of Capricorn, Cancer, Libra, or Aries, this is affecting you personally. So you are in a personal Pluto initiation. So it's active. It's a very active and powerful time for you, even if it's not on the exact degrees of your planets that are in, or angles or nodes that are in that realm. So on July 7th, we have the moon moving into Aries, that warrior energy, and Mercury is moving towards the galactic cross, and you can see the star map that shows that. And it's a great way to end this first week of July 2015.